Like to first start off by saying it's a privilege to be here at Hilltop once again. I love this church. I love what this church stands for. I was thinking about it today. I preached my first sermon here the 21st day of August 2005. That's approaching just here in a few days. Been a whole lot that's happened since the 21st of August of 2005. I still talk with Brother Daniel quite a bit. And he's been a big help to me in my ministry. I love him and appreciate him. I love you, Pastor. He's probably had one of the biggest impacts on my life. He's been a constant help to me. His prayers, his support, his encouragement, his preaching, I still listen to it. I like to get on, and a lot of times if I'm cutting hay or something, let's turn over there and listen to Brother Jim. If anything tonight, I want to be an encouragement to you. Because this church has been an encouragement to me. This church has been a lighthouse and a beacon in this community. When I was a young boy and began to start coming to this church, I think I was maybe 13, 14 years old. And like Brother Jeff said, he's never seen it nor experienced it anywhere else he's ever been. I've had the opportunity to travel. I've been to different states and I've preached. Recently had the opportunity to go to Belize and preach, and that was an amazing experience, but I have never been anywhere quite like Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church. And the first time that I ever come here, I thought, man, these people's a little different. They don't just shake your hand. They want to hug on you, and they want to love on you, and they want to... But that got all over me, and I thought, I want to be a part of that. And it just affected my life. And tonight, you've had an effect on my life, and I want to try to encourage you. The Lord has given us a few thoughts, and I've never been one that I can study for two sermons at one time. I have a hard enough time with one. So this afternoon, the Lord gave me a word yesterday that I thought that our thought might come from, and He helped us try to piece a little bit of it together this afternoon. But I want to say that I appreciate those that's come from the home church there at Fairview Memorial, and I appreciate them. And we had a service today. I just want to give honor and glory to God for. He showed up in a big and mighty way. And we got to see five join the church, and four by way of baptism. One of them was an older gentleman we've been praying for many, many years. And he finally stood up and said, I know that I've got peace in my heart. And boy, it was good to be there. I want to give God all the honor and glory for that. My thought tonight is on stumbling blocks. And that might seem a little odd to you. So, preacher, you said you wanted to be an encouragement. And I hope by the time that we're done with this message that it is an encouragement to you, because this church has been an encouragement to me. I said before, not only do I think about... And I don't want to make this just a thinking about memories, but memories are good. And I think about Sister Leanne. I spent many nights at her home sleeping on her couch. And her family has always meant so much to us as well. And we love everybody here. I just can't share that enough. Tonight, as we flip over to the 57th chapter of Isaiah, I want you tonight, if you're here and lost, I want you to listen to what thus saith the Word of God, and I don't bring anything new to you. Your pastor does a good job of covering doctrine and preaching the truth. But tonight I want to talk to you about peace. And I want to talk to you about real peace. I have been in some very peaceful places in my life. I have experienced some great times in my life where I have experienced peace. Not just long ago, as I was telling you, as we was at Belize, you go down and you're in the middle of a jungle and there's nothing else around you. There's no electricity. There's nothing else around you. And you're able to ease off down by yourself and go down to the river and it's peaceful. But I have never experienced any kind of peace like the peace that God gave me the night that He saved my soul. There's never been any other kind of peace that I have ever experienced but that kind of peace. And tonight we want to talk to you a little bit about these things there in the 57th chapter of Isaiah. Starting in the 13th verse, he says, "When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain and shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of the contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I always wrath, for the spirit should fail before me and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covenantness which I wrought and smote him, I hid me and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." And I want to stop there for just a moment in time. As I begin to think about what it is to cast up those stumbling blocks, as it said in the 14th verse, and it says, "And he shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take out the stumbling blocks of the way of my people." And as I was beginning to think about these stumbling blocks and begin to think about the life that we're living and everything that's going on all around, I don't know if y'all are any different than me, but a lot of times I get in emotion in a way of things of this life and I get concentrated on different aspects of things of life, and before you know it, it seems like I'm being pulled from every direction of everything that's going on. And it doesn't take very long before I start getting stumbling blocks in my way. And before I know it, I begin to stumble over my own feet. I don't know which direction to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know the next move to make. And oftentimes I have to sit back and begin to examine myself and say, "Lord, if you'll help me to reach down, Lord, and remove these stumbling blocks out of my way." Because not only do I not want to stumble, I don't want to hold somebody up that may be lost and separated from God. I don't want to hold the Spirit of God moving in our churches. I don't want to do anything that would hinder the service of God. So Lord, would you help me reach down and begin to pick up the stumbling blocks that are standing in the way, Lord? And He said, "Prepare the way and take up the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people." Now as God's people, this church, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I don't know if there's ever been another church I say this today, that probably has had more people saved here at this little country church. If it is, I don't know of it. But my friend, there's something special here. There always has been something special here. And my friend, I pray to you tonight, don't let that go. Keep holding on to it. Keep looking to the one that can help you. And my friend, when things get in the way, when it seems like trouble gets in the way, reach down and help your brother pick a stumbling blocks up out of the way so that you can prepare the way for these that are lost. Listen to me this morning. There's never been anything, doctrine's important, I know it is, and we need to be willing to preach those things. But my friend, this church today is still telling people what they need to do to be saved. And my friend, that's still important for the work of the church. We've still got to point people to Jesus, don't we? We've still got to point people to Jesus. He said, prepare the way and take up the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. Now, he says, thus saith the high and the lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also is of a contrite and humble spirit, and revive the spirit of the humble, and revive the heart of the contrite ones. Now, down here in the bottom part of this verse, and I want to hit different parts of this, but in the 20th verse he said, but the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith God, saith my God, to the wicked. Now tonight I want you to understand something. If you're here and lost and separated from God, I want to put it just as plain to you as I can. And it hurts my heart to put it this way, but I want you to understand, in the eyes of an almighty God, you're a sinner. And my friend tonight, in the eyes of an almighty God, if you're lost and separated from Him, you're wicked. I don't know how else to put it. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I need you to understand, in the eyes of an almighty God, you're wicked. And you say, preacher, how can you say that? Because listen, when I was a little boy and lost and separated from God, I was wicked. I was wicked in my heart. I was wicked. I didn't intend to be wicked. I didn't intend to sin against God. But that was my nature. That's what I was born into. That's what the Scripture says. It says that we come from our mother's womb speaking lies. That's what the Bible says. And my friend, I was born from the seed of Adam. I can't help my nature. I can't help the heart is wicked. My friend, when you're lost and separated from God, that heart is wicked. And you might be here tonight and you might be the sweetest, most caring, loving child there ever was. And I believe God loves all the little children, I do. But my friend, I want you to know, in the eyes of God, tonight if you're here and lost, you are wicked before Him. Now listen to what He says. He says, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters are cast up with mire and dirt. I don't know if any of y'all have ever been around the sea and have seen how the waves come crashing up. I believe James talks about a double-minded man. He's tossed to and fro as a sea. Listen tonight, when you're lost and separated from God, you find yourself, there needs to be trouble and there needs to be sorrow. But my friend, there's no rest there. He says, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Listen, there cannot be anything clean about you unless God cleans it up. He says, there is no peace. Now tonight I told you I wanted to try to talk to you a little bit about peace. When you're wicked in the eyes of God and you're separated from Him, there is no peace. You feel like tonight you say, well, preacher, I come to church this morning. I heard the preaching. I went out and I done this with my friends or I done that with my friends. Listen, you might find times throughout your life that you can sit back and maybe find a little comfort and a little happiness. But my friend, that's not peace. I'm talking about real peace. I'm talking about the peace that Paul said that surpasses all understanding. That's the kind of peace that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of peace that when you go through the things of this life and no matter what happens to you, no matter what direction that you pulled to from, my friend, you go through accidents and you have the loss of family, and no matter what comes upon you, you've got the peace of God that dwells in your heart. That's the kind of peace that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of peace that, I don't know, I want to see y'all again, but bless your hearts, if this is the last time I ever have opportunity to stand and preach here at Hilltop, bless your heart, don't you cry for me. My friend, I've got a better place to go. I got that fixed up a long time ago, and God put peace in my heart. There's peace. But for the wicked, there is no peace. For the wicked, there is no peace. You say, preacher, I want to experience that peace. You can experience that peace tonight. Are we a God's people? I'm talking about myself. Are we doing everything that we can to reach down and pick up the stumbling blocks out of the way? Are we preparing the way for them? I can't save them. I want to point them to Him. I can't tell you what you got to do, but I want to point you to the one that can. I can't do much, but I want to reach down and pick up every little stumbling stone that I can. I preached a sermon a couple years ago. We're tripping over the stumbling blocks to get to the solid rock. And boy, that's about the truth. But do you want to know something tonight? Lost people, if they're not careful, they'll put stumbling blocks before themselves. They will. They'll say a lot of times as they sit there, I've seen lost people. Conviction's so heavy because that's what the Spirit of God does, doesn't it? It reproves and rebukes. It convicts. Conviction's so strong on somebody, the preaching's going on, tears just running down their face, and them not willing to make a move. Knowing that hell could be their home at any moment in time. Knowing that it's only by the grace of God and His mercy that they continue to keep breathing. Well, isn't that where our help comes from? We breathe and we don't even think about it. Our heart beats and we don't even think about it. Yet God grants all of it. Lost people a lot of times put stumbling blocks in their own way. I'm embarrassed. I don't want to make a move. I don't know what this one will say. I don't know what this one will do. Listen, you've got to get all that out away from you. You've got to want Jesus more than anything. Because you know what? He wants you more than anything. I said it this way this morning. You know what amazes me? You know what He wants more than anything? He wants you. He wants you. When you finally come to the end of yourself and you surrender everything to God and you say, Lord, I don't have anything to give you. You want it all anyway. I don't have anything, God. What is there left to give you? Lord, here I am. It's all I've got, God. It's me. And you know what's amazing about that is Casey Cole is a prize to Him. He's taken my name and written it in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm a prize to the Savior of the world. And so are you. He says, for thus the high and the lofty one inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in high and holy places with Him. Also, that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. He said, I dwell not only in eternity, in the holy place in eternity, but He said, I dwell in that which I have made anew, basically. He said, I dwell in that which has had a contrite, humble spirit, and that which is, He says, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. So not only does God dwell, and Brother Jeff brought this out a long time ago, and boy, it meant something to me. He said, not only, a lot of times we get to thinking about God that's way up over in the third heaven that I can't see. But my friend, we serve a God that dwells within our heart. He dwells right here. He's ever present with us. And He's in our heart to dwell forevermore. Now listen, He dwells in those that had a contrite and humble spirit. Tonight, you've got to get down to the lowest place you've ever been. Because whether or not you want to admit it tonight, lost friend, you're wicked. And I can tell you that you're wicked because I was wicked too. But the Lord come in and He cleaned my old wicked heart up. He took every bit of that wickedness out that was in there. And He put love in my heart, and He put peace in my heart. Amen. Tonight, you might be sitting there thinking, well, I'm too far gone. I've been seeking a long time. Listen to what he says. He said, I create the fruit of the lips, peace. Peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, I will heal him. Now, I was thinking about that. Y'all have to excuse me. I wish I'd had more time to prepare. He said over here in the second chapter of Ephesians, he says in the 12th verse that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens of the commonwealth of Israel and strangers of the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus you were sometimes afar off, but are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enemy, even the law of the commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereby, and came and preached peace unto you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Amen. Tonight you may be sitting there saying, I feel as far off as I can be. Maybe it's been a long time. Listen, tonight maybe it's been a while since you felt the convicting power of God. Maybe tonight you need to start praying, God, send conviction. I need to be troubled. As I'm telling you tonight, you need to be saved. You need to be saved more than anything. And tonight, listen, church, I don't know, and I feel like I've got liberty to say this. If there's something standing in the way, get it out of the way. Listen, pick up the stumbling blocks. Prepare the way for these that are lost. God is doing big things here at Hilltop. Y'all are getting ready to build on Him. Boy, I'm so tickled to see it. But listen, I told the church over there today, I said, God passed by and He done some big things. But church, we ain't even really seen the power of God. He is all powerful. When you truly let go and just let God, you better sit back and watch out. God's fixing to do something big. The wicked. I want to tell you a little more about the wicked and I'm going to be done. I want to say just a few more things here. Bear with me. Psalms 10 in the 4th verse, he says, the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. The wicked in his countenance and his pride will not seek God. Listen tonight, I want to say this. If God is drawing you, as I believe and we do too, that's the way it works. Scripture says, John 6:44, that no man cometh to me unless the Father sent me draweth him. And that's the way it's got to work. He draws you. Tonight, if you're here and lost, you've had excuse after excuse. Maybe it's your pride. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. But tonight, God can take that old wicked heart and He can clean it up. He can give you peace. Church, I say that with all sincerity of my heart. I love Romans chapter 5 where he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Amen. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Tonight, I'm thankful to have that peace. I'm thankful tonight that you can know that peace. Don't allow yourself to put stumbling blocks in your own way. Seek God. Seek Him tonight. Be saved. Know what it is to leave this place having peace. Amen. Brother Laren, get us a song if you would. I'll turn the service back over to Brother Jeff.